So welcome to San Diego Mission Academy. Place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. All right, so that is done. So this is San Diego Mission Academy. It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022 at 2:30. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. So I'm going to open this meeting, and I'm going to call it to order, and we'll establish a quorum with a roll call. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dortch,
present.
And Barbara Willebrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. So let's see. Mike Malloy, would you do the flag salute for us, please?
I'd be more than happy in that. Okay, everybody put your shoes on mute.
Okay.
I'll stand up. Put your right hand over your heart after you stand up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was inspiring. Thank you. So now we're going to have staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers. Jeff Brown.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Board, good afternoon. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
And Jerry Vinson.
Good afternoon, President Stanford. This is Jeff Martineau. Jerry Vinson wanted me to inform you that she had to take care of some urgent business, but she is going to try to get on if she can. Thank you.
All right, thank you. School staff.
Good afternoon, Lindsay Reith, Area Superintendent.
And Jenna Yunus, Principal at San Diego Mission Academy. Great to be here.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to our authorizer, Warner Springs Unified.
Anybody else? All right, School Legal Counsel.
Bill Thompson. Good afternoon, everyone.
And any advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good afternoon. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
And hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Welcome, both of you. And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Welcome to everyone. So now we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And this is Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you, Jeff. Any questions from the board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Mike Malloy's motion. Barbara Willebrand, the second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We're now on 1F, approve agenda for the March 1st, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
George moves.
All right, so I got Claudette Beck motioning, and is it John Dorch who seconded?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Claudette Beck motion, John Dorch second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G. Approved minutes of the January 21, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read this. Are there any questions or anything that you want changed? Is it all correct? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Mike
Malloy. So who first?
Barbara did first.
Okay, so Barbara Willebrand motion and Mike Malloy second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1G has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1H. Approved minutes of the February 7, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume that you read these. Any questions or comments or changes? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1H?
Barbara Willebrand move. Claudette Beck second.
Okay. So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1H has been approved unanimously. So now we're on consent items. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So this is A, one, the board will be asked to approve the 2022-23 school calendar. And two, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for virtual instruction, an addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Is there anyone, any board member that wants any of these tables or more discussion on them? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent items A, 1, and 2?
John Dorch. John Dorch will second.
Okay, so John Dorch second, and who first? Who moves first?
Mike Malloy.
Okay, thank you, guys. So Mike Malloy has moved. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so consent items A, 1, 2 have been approved unanimously. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or reschedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, if anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. So now we're on 4, school reports and information. This is a principal update with Jenna.
Thank you so much, Board President, and to all partners who are here and present today. I have just a few updates for you with SDMA. They include enrollment and current demographics, some of our partner programs, and then just some quick student anecdotes to share with you. So I'll start with the school updates. Our current enrollment is 173 students. That is a school year high for us thus far. We have been continuing to see an influx of both inquiries where we're answering questions about our program and also enrollment where we are scheduling, orienting, onboarding, and having students attend and complete coursework with us. We have a growing middle school cohort. So out of that 173 students, we have 11% in grades 6 through 8. We have 15% in receiving special education services. We have 12% who are current English learners. So that does not include our redesignated English learners, but currently those English learners who are completing an LPAC exam and still doing language acquisition. And then 70% of our demographic is 16 years of age and older. Our demographics include 36% Hispanic, Mexican, or Latino, 26% white, 15% Black or African American, and 9% American Indian, 3% Middle Eastern. So San Diego Mission Academy does have a successful partnership with the Morongo Reservation, including an educational liaison there who collaborates with our staff and assists with dual enrollment at Palomar College for the Morongo cohort of students. And then she's also a great resource in guiding students in their studies. We get a release of information so that she's able to work with our students. And there is an educational room on site at the reservation. So she does have students attend there with her whenever possible. And those students take Native Studies at Palomar College, and they're actually earning a program certificate for the series of courses that they've taken at the community college. So we're very happy to have that program. And again, 9% of our student population right now is with that cohort. San Diego sees a lot of high mobility still. So we've been at this happy number of, 160 to 170 students all year long. But that doesn't mean we have the same cohort of students who started with us in July. We're still seeing a lot of withdrawals and transfers back to districts, as well as incoming enrollment. So that is part of our mission, and we are happy to meet students where they're at and then, serve them to the best of our ability and get them where they, desire to go. We are still seeing graduates, which we love seeing, and I'll have an update for you on that in the future. But I want to tell you about two other partnerships or programs. So San Diego Mission Academy is now a preferred educational partner for the San Diego District Attorney's Office Juvenile Diversion Initiative, and we did finalize an MOU recently. So basically, students who need an online independent study program and consistent one-on-one support who have had a juvenile court offense are being referred to our program directly from this agency. And this is brand new. We've had one student who has been referred so far, and we're working with that student's probation officer in diversion. So instead of going to juvenile hall and having a punitive educational experience, we are trying to we're participating in a restorative approach. So, and that's really important to us. Again, something that aligns with our mission and vision. We are also writing our report for Trauma Resilient Educational Communities Accreditation, and it's a little bit like a mini walk report. We've done 2 years of trauma-informed educational training. We've been documenting our progress and how we use trauma-informed strategies throughout the school program. So now we have a team who is going to review the report, interview staff, students, and parents, and then provide feedback and next steps so we can keep that going. A member of our team, our community liaison, Linda Ketterer, is already a member of the San Diego Trauma Informed Guide team, who works with San Diego State University interns and other communities in San Diego. It's non-affiliated with SDMA, but she's a great resource, and she's already there collaborating and promoting trauma informed and social emotional learning strategies. So we're really proud of that. We have our SDMA walk visit, which was postponed from this school year to next school year. And the dates of that are February 6th through 8th, 2023. So we are doing our self-study report and beginning to meet in PLCs to just document the good work on school improvement that we have continuously been doing. And of course, our board members and our authorizer are a key piece of that, and your support and guidance means so much to us. So we will be for sure following up with you later this year in just ways you can provide feedback or assist us in a successful visit. All right, the fun stuff. I have a couple of student success stories I wanted to share with you. And it's part of my practice as a principal that we share these every Friday, orally or verbally, when we start our team meetings. And then I have several ways that we share them in writing. And so we can go there when, you know, we're having a bad day or when we just want to celebrate those student successes. So this one came from my teacher, Ms. Ramirez-Castro. She said, "Hello, all. I wanted to share two things. One, Victor is about to start his second and third class for the spring semester. And keep in mind, we've been in school for 1 month in the second semester. So he's starting his second class. And he successfully completed 30 credits for this fall. If you know him, this is a huge comeback. As students start being motivated to work, I often think about how they can keep being consistent and make significant progress. And Vic has done exactly this. Number two, he has a son who turned 2 years old. So Vic has been a student at San Diego Mission Academy since before Vinny was born. And she said, I remember him sharing pics of Vinny as a baby, and now he's looking like such a big kid. And then she shared a picture of the two-year-old son that her student sent her as well. The other story I wanted to share with you is we have a parent. We have many parents, many wonderful parents. They're all wonderful parents. But we have one of those parents who is consistently messaging myself and our school counselor and our teachers and, you know, very involved and loving and just devoted to her sons at SDMA. And we work really hard with this particular mom. We spend a lot of time on the phone with her. You know, we want to make sure that she feels good about where her sons are and where they're going. So she sent me a text message personally when her son was accepted to Cal State Fullerton, and she sent me a screenshot of the acceptance letter that said, you know, congratulations to you, Titan, you've been admitted. And, you know, I wrote back, that's wonderful, congratulations, hashtag proud mama, you know, and she said, we couldn't have done it without all of you putting up with me. I seriously know that, and thank you from the bottom of our heart. So really proud that we are sending students to college, you know, straight from high school. We've got a really big variance in demographics as far as, you know, age, I mean, any number of things. But we're just proud of what we do for what our students' needs are, as diverse as they are, and how we individualize and personalize what they need. So that concludes my board report.
Well, this is Board President Stanford. That's beautiful. Thank you. We've all had those moms. You know, they're really wonderful. And there's a lot of them, so that's all good. Good for her. Her son's going to college. That's great. Any other board members have comments?
Well, I was just going to ask about those students, the newer students, that new program that you have where the students may have been in a little bit of trouble. So they aren't incarcerated. They're outside. And then how do they work from home or do –
They do. So it's still a virtual school partnership. So they could be on home arrest, working at home. They could just be on probation. So they have a probation officer. We keep in close contact with our students, you know, social workers, foster care liaisons, and probation officers. So they, and we get that release of information so that we continue to communicate not only the expectations of our program, but also how our students are progressing. And that was a big part of the MOU. My community liaison, Linda, she actually went and presented to the San Diego District Attorney's Office, you know, about our program because they were looking for an educational partner. And so she presented about what we do and, you know, about our school, and we kind of applied, if you will, and they chose us. So, as I said, we just have one student so far. It's a brand new partnership, but we do participate with the San Diego DA's office and also with the San Diego Gang Commission. And we have another partner program on Monday nights. We've had students come from that is works with gang affected kids. So kind of through all these partnerships we've had and developed over the past few years, we're now, you know, forming successful partnerships. And we work with them one-on-one. We require them to show up to virtual appointments. We have open office hours that we tell their probation officer, you know,
Johnny Science Teacher holds open office hours from this time to this time, or here's how you make an appointment, or, you know, we have online on-demand tutoring. So our tutors monitor a chat site where, you know, you just go online anytime and say, hey, I need help, and someone can call you, pull you into a meet, show you a virtual whiteboard, or get you the help that you need just chatting back and forth. So we're really trying to cover the gamut as far as there's no excuse for not being successful.
Very good. I really like that. Thank you.
It'll be interesting to see how many kids participate in that program.
Yes.
I think one of the things is when you get out, going to school, is the judge will put you back in if you don't go, and the probation officers are watching them. So hopefully we'll get more. That's really good. I love that chat room where you can just go in and say, I need help. Wow. We ought to do that everywhere. All right. Any other comments? Okay, well, thank you so much, Jenna. That was great. Appreciate it. We're now on 4B, finance.
Hello, board. This is Geeta with LLAC. So if you refer to page 65 of your PDF packet, you can also see it on the screen. This is just a regular quarterly update as of January 31st, 2022 for Hanmi Bank. This shows the line of credit for the school, what the line of credit is, what the interest rate is, how much the school has drawn from this account, which has been zero, and then also if the school has met the covenant required in order to be eligible for the line of credit, and the school has always made that covenant ratio. So this is just for the purposes of your information to know what if you ever need to access. I'll be happy to answer any questions if there are any. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Geeta. Are there any questions? If not, we'll move to C, the current vendor list, and that's Lindsay.
Yes, thank you. The vendor list is located on page 67 of your packet. The attachment is a listing of the school's vendors with a brief description of services. Services include items like professional development, technology, healthcare, et cetera. We present this list to the board as an informational item twice a year for your review. Please review for any potential conflicts of interest. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Jeff Marno. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. We're now, any questions from the board members? If not, we're going to move to D, the 2022-23 board meeting dates. And so now we have your 2023 dates on there. So I have a paper calendar and plus a phone calendar, and I staple a copy of this on there, so it's a good thing. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, then we're going to go to 5, action items. The board will be asked to approve the A through G completion improvement grant plan, and this is Lindsay.
Thank you again. Please refer to pages 71 through 75 of your packet. As a brief reminder, I shared details about the A through G completion improvement grant plan during our January board meeting during a public hearing. The A-G Completion Improvement Grant Program was established to provide additional supports to LEAs to help increase the number of California high school pupils, particularly unduplicated pupils who graduate from high school with A-G eligibility. The A-G Improvement Grant Program consists of 3 separate grants, 2 of which San Diego Mission Academy will be applying for, which is the A-G Access Grant and the A-G Learning Loss Mitigation Grant. The CDE recently updated the allocation amounts for this grant and have not yet released the exact allocation per school. And these funds will be available for expenditure through the 25-26 school year. There have been no changes to the plan since the public hearing in January, and at this time I would recommend that the board approve the A-G Completion Improvement Grant Plan. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Any questions for the board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
I will move.
Okay, so is that Barbara Willebrand moved?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And Claudette second.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right, Barbara Willebrand moved, Claudette Beck second. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5A has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5B. The board will be asked to approve the second interim report and the revised budget for the 21-22 school year. Geeta.
Hello, Board. Again, this is Gita with LLAC. So if you look at the screen, you'll see Form 62 is in your PDF packet. You can see the full report, pages 77 to 84. And this is the second interim report, which is the second financial report of the fiscal year. It shows the financial condition of the school after the 7 months of operation. And that's July 1, 2021 through January 31st, 2022. This report is composed of financial sections that includes the original budget on column A, a revised budget on column B, actual to date on column C, and projected year-end totals on column D. The report also includes the projected school reserves at the end of the year, and that information is on the ADA information on the last page of the report. So we'll start with the last page of the report. That's Form A1. It's the average daily attendance, and that's on your PDF packet, page 84. And if you look at the bottom half of this report, it shows the budgeted ADA used to develop the original school budget and the updated projections of ADA for the second interim based on current enrollment trends. The school original budget projected an ADA of 168. For second interim, the school is projecting a funding ADA of 166. At similar levels compared to original budget and slightly higher than the projections at the first interim report, which was reported at 161 ADA. This small decrease of 2 ADA from the original budget will provide similar levels of funding that's based on current year's ADA. And now we're going to review the revenue and expenditure report, which is the 7th month of the year. On Form 62, if you look at your packet on page 77, you'll see the revenue sources, and the school is projecting a total revenue of $2.7 million. This shows a small increase of $175,000 compared to the original budget. The increase is due to adjustments to funding rates and additional revenue in other state revenue sources that come from A to G completion improvement grant program that the school expects to receive before the end of the fiscal year. Individual revenue sources, federal, other state, and other local revenue show noticeable changes from original budget revenue figures. These changes on different revenue sources were mostly caused by just reallocation of revenue to different sources. And it was explained in the presentation to the board for the first interim report. On the expense side, the school is budgeting total expenditures of $2.4 million. These expenditures are at similar levels to the original budget and slightly higher than the prior projections at the first interim. Comparing the revised budget to the original budget, column A and column B, the revised budgeted total expenditures decreased $18,000. The decrease is caused by a combination of an increase in teachers and certificated supervisors and a decrease in classified support salaries. Also, the revised budget includes a decrease of $108,000 in the books and supplies category due to a decrease in equipment and supply spending. The budget for operating expenses decreased by 25% from $769,000 to $574,000 compared to the original budget. That's due to a small decrease in all spending categories, including training, insurance, professional services, and communication. After the current projection of revenue and expenditures, the school is budgeting an excess revenue of $324,000. If you refer to item F, that's the net position on page 2 of the report, you will see that with the current reserve of negative $342,000 and the budgeted excess revenue of $322,000, the school will end up the fiscal year 21-22 with a projected reserve of negative $18,000. Of this reserve, $180,000 $180,000 will be restricted and will be spent in future years following the plans for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant, as well as the A to G Completion Grant. As we mentioned in the previous meetings, last year the school was not funded based on enrollment growth due to ADA Hold Harmless, which limited the school's improvement of the reserves. This year, the school is beginning funded based on its growing enrollment. It also continues to work on its fiscal management and will progressively build a healthy school reserve. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gita.
Thank you so much, Gita.
Any questions from the board?
Any questions from the board?
I'm getting feedback. All right. Can I have a motion and a second then to approve 5B?
John Dorch moves.
Claudette second.
John Dorch has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5B has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5C. The board will be asked to approve using the auditing firm Wilkinson, Hadley, King & Company, LLP, for the 21-22 school audit. This is Gita.
Thank you, board. So on pages 86 to 93 of your packet, you can find the full engagement agreement. I would like to direct the board to look at this. You can see it on the screen, which is a proposal presented by Wilkinson, Hadley, King & Company to prepare the school's June 30th, 2022 annual audit. The proposal outlines the audit process and responsibilities and the fee of $12,000 to prepare the June 30th, 2022 audit report. As a reminder, Wilkinson, Hadley, King & Company, a CPA firm, is a state-approved auditor, is on the state's approved auditor list, and is currently preparing the 2020 Form 990 Federal Return of Organization Exempt from Income Tax. I would be happy to answer any questions, and if there are no questions, I would like to recommend the board using the auditing firm Wilkinson, Hadley, and King for the fiscal year ending 2022 annual audit. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. Are there any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5C?
Michael Loy make motion.
Barbara Willebrand second.
Mike Malloy is motion. Barbara Willebrand is second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5C has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5D. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. This is Gita.
So if you please refer to page 95 of your PDF packet, you'll just see the reason for presenting this to the board is for only grammatical and formatting corrections. So there were just some title and corrections on the formatting as well as grammatical changes. There was no content change made on this document. And the full manual was sent to the board via email just for your review and having that as a resource. But just wanted to let the board know because under our policies and procedures, we have to bring this to the board for any kind of revision. So no content changes were made. Thank you so much. That concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond.
Thank you, Gita. Are there any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5D?
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Mike Malloy will second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Mike Malloy seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Well, 5D has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, Madam President. You know, we get these principal reports, and they're always wonderful to hear. But I really like that concept of let's find a need and fill it and take the next step. And I want to congratulate that principal report and going out and doing that, reaching out and helping some more people. I just think all that's wonderful. And I don't want to forget the wonderful report that Guido always gives us so that we can afford to do all of those things. Thank you so much. Back to you, Madam President.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Jerry.
Thank you, Board. Thank you for allowing me to join. I appreciate all of the work that each one of you do and your commitment to the oversight of the school. And Jenna, certainly your dedication to our students and to the program. Miss Lindsay Reese, everything that you do to support Jenna in her pursuit of servicing students. And thank you all so much. Very appreciative. Thank you.
All right. This is Board President Stanford. I just want to thank everyone. Thank you, Jenna, for the principal's report. We love hearing about those kids. That's great. And we love all the outreach you're doing, especially the district attorney's office. Wow, that's amazing. So, and hopefully our enrollment will start going up some, but it's doing good. And thank you, Gita, for all the work you do. And we enjoy hearing from you. We're always complete and keeping it so that we can understand it. We need that. So anybody else want to make a comment?
Yeah, Claudia Beck, I'll just repeat kind of what you said to Carol, but thank you very much, Jenna. I just think your reports are great, and I really like your enthusiasm, and yeah, reaching out to another source, I think that is amazing. So thank you. Really appreciate it. And Gita, we always love you, so we like you because we need you.
Good job, Lindsay.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay's on top of it, so.
Thank you.
Okay, it trickles down.
Oh, yeah. Anybody else? All right. Well, then we're going to go to closing items. Our next regular board meeting is April the 19th. I can't believe it's coming up fast. And I'd like now to have a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
John Birch, second.
I'm not sure if I'm starting to go out again. Claudette, did you motion that?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
All right. So Claudette Beck has motion. John Dorich has seconded. We'll vote. We'll try to vote. Carol Campbell, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
John Dorich, I went up.
Aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. We are adjourned. Thank you all. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good evening.
Bye.